growing up in a world transformed, I'll make it clear what I mean by that very shortly. What I want to talk about is the fact that when we started the school in 1968, we knew right from the outset that there is a tremendous chasm between traditional education and what we set out to do. Now, you all have a photograph in your chairs, and I want you to hang on to it. We'll be referring to it later, but it's a chasm. See the chasm? See the chasm that separates traditional education from what we're doing? And we'll talk about the rest of the picture towards the end. All of us worked on ways to make people comfortable, make it easier for people, for parents, for students, for staff, to cross that chasm with confidence. And that's a hard thing. And we never really understood why they didn't get our pleas, why we didn't succeed in convincing them, what we were missing in making that transformation a lot easier. It puzzled us. And then we finally got it. We finally caught on. You don't jump over a chasm unless somebody or something is chasing you. It's just not something you do in everyday life. So the question we asked ourselves was, what chased us? And what led us to make that leap? And it really is only now that it's become really clear to me, even though we've been talking about this and writing about it and aiming at it, but it's only become really clear to me that what chased us were tremendously strong historic forces from which you can't escape. And what I want to do tonight is explain that, explain what I mean by being chased across a chasm by historic forces, and hope that that'll help other people to get it too as time progresses. So I want you to sit back and relax for a trip through history. It's a lot of history. It's going to take a little while, but I think you'll find it's going to be worth it. At least it was for me.